At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. .com.
Welcome in to the Ivy League on this, the Talk of Champions podcast network. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3. And with me is Jared Ivey, the star Ole Miss defensive lineman, highest graded Ole Miss defender in week two against Middle Tennessee State, one of the Rebels to make Pro Football Focus's team of the week. And he's my friend. Hey, buddy, what's up?
It's a hell of an introduction. Thank you. Right. I appreciate that. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you? You got weight coming up in a couple days. Team's been practicing. What's it been like this week, man? It's hurricane season out there right now for all of us.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out there. But yeah, man, excited. You know, first road test, and you know, they got a good squad, so it'll be a fun one.
All right. So what happened in week two? You took the game to another level. You know what I mean? Furman was just kind of dipping the toes in, but then, like I said, you go and become the highest grade defender. What was working, man? What was clicking? What clicked in? Did you just decide, you know what, I'm going to make it this one? Is that what it was? Is that?
Yeah, I wish that I could make that decision and flip that switch. But just, you know, going out there and trying to do my job and work within the framework of the defense and handle business. So, yeah.
So how's it felt so far with this new group up front, bro? Because, like, William Nichols is a freshman. He's top 10. A graded freshman, according to Pro Football Focus, through 2 weeks. And that's a depth guy with you. Princely's coming along, right? Walter Nolan's been good.
Yeah, lately it's been starting to come together. And, you know, but this is just the beginning, man. We're just not getting started. And, you know, we got a lot more to showcase. So just out there having fun and just getting closer as a unit.
Wake Forest comes up this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Central Time on the CW. The CW.
CW showing football games now.
I thought they just showed like Arrow and that it's Super Bowl.
That was a hell of a show. That was a hell of a show.
Dude, I kind of
love Arrow. What did he always used to say? You have failed this city.
You have failed this city.
Yeah.
Dude, Arrow is kind of dope. I'm not going to lie. Like the whole Arrowverse, it kind of did it for me.
DC Legends of Tomorrow and stuff like that. Yeah, pretty good.
See, y'all think I'm a nerd? Don't get it twisted. Yeah. He's just as nerdy as me. He's just as nerdy. But wait for us this Saturday. Me too. 5:30 on the CW. And as always, the Ivy League Talk of Champions brought to you by Riverland Roofing. Here in the Riverland Roofing Studios, you see the little house up top. Riverland Roofing for all of your roofing needs. Text or call them today. Visit them online, riverlandroofing.com. We're answering for Jared, or Jared is answering, questions from the Ole Miss Spirit message board. Website that you can sign up for today. Just go to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up. You can ask Jared questions starting as early as maybe next week. I don't know. But for this one, we've got about 20 or so questions from Ole Miss Spirit subscribers. A little bit different. Jared's not talking to one of his teammates this week. He's talking to me, but we got plenty to cover, including TS Rev, who starts us off when he asks, hey, Jared, who is our toughest offensive lineman to beat in practice, both in pass pro and in run blocking?
Toughest guy, I'd probably say Micah. He's a good player. He's come a long way since I first got here. And I think I look at him as the number one guy in the country.
He's one guy that I talked to at Ole Miss Media Day. And I said, hey, we got to get you on the Ivy League. He said, absolutely. I said, because I heard that you're kind of a psychopath out there. And he went, yes.
He is.
Yes, yeah, I am.
He is a psychopath out there and just casually in real life. So
no, that's good. That's good. ENC Reb, we got to get him on the Ivy League. Jared, number one, best experience since transferring to Ole Miss?
Best experience. I'd say, like, personally, like, probably, you know, that Kentucky game year one. Making that strip sack at the end probably personally is one of the best moments of my playing career. And then, you know, as a team, I'd probably say beating LSU and having the fans storm the field like they did, that was something I've never experienced before. And that was, yeah, that was crazy. Just, that was insane.
Number two from ENC Reb, what is your go-to movie musician before games?
Movie and musicians or music. Oh, okay, 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 okay. Yeah, I don't I don't watch movies before games. I always am. That is a thing, though. That is a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't do that, but that is a thing. Music. I listen to this country duo named Watch House. It's very relaxing. They got bangers. So I listen to that, and then, like, right before we go out there, I listen to Batista's theme music for like WWE theme music, and then I listen to Randy Orton's theme music. So that's
I hear voices in my head.
That's I walk alone, and then voices, and then we head out there.
Right when I think I can't like this idiot more, God, you listen to Batista.
It's just a great song.
Listen to Chris Jericho's Y2J entrance theme.
Of course. Yeah, that's a banger. I love CM Punk's Cult of Personality.
Yes,
that's a great song. I listen to that just like late at night, just in the car. I listen to that. That's just a great song.
If I'm having a bad day, I just let the glass break in my car.
You don't even need lyrics. You don't even need them.
Number three, favorite drink to celebrate.
Favorite drink to celebrate. Mm. Man, last week I was feeling a little under the weather, so I celebrated with a mug of tea, like some raspberry tea. It was amazing. So if I had to, my aunt asked me if I wanted to make a hot toddy. I said, I'll pass.
You know, it used to be like old days. Just take a little whiskey down your throat, you know. You're gonna be all right. You know?
Yeah, no, that's why it was the old days, you know. So we got all these great things that are scientifically proven to help clear you up. So I'm gonna roll with those things.
That's probably the right move. Blind spot. When we see you starting in the NFL, will you say Ole Miss or Georgia Tech after your name?
I actually don't have my degree from Georgia Tech. I plan on transferring my credits from here back there to make it a little bit quicker and go get my degree a couple years into the league. So, you know, this will be my first degree, and I got to say Ole Miss.
Rebel Bagman, number one, who wins in an arm wrestling match, you or J.J. Pegues?
I got to get that to J.J. Pegues. I love myself to death, but that guy's a weight room warrior.
Another one from Rebel Bagman, number two, pound for pound, who, Jared Ivey, are the biggest weight room freaks in the Ole Miss locker room?
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound.
You got to go. J.J. Pegues for sure. That, I mean, he's a freak. Tyler Banks. He is a monster. Walt is pretty strong. Walter Nolan is pretty strong. And then let me get a skinny guy in there. Who's a skinny guy that really...
Josh?
Pump some iron. Akka?
Yeah.
Akka. Yeah, Akka's a strong kid. I'll go to Akka. Yeah, Akka's a strong kid. Yeah.
I'm saying. So, Josh Akka, you got your shout out on the Ivy League today. Yeah. Chris from Roosters, who is the former Ole Miss player you, Jared Ivey, would most like to have on your podcast?
That's a great one. That's a really good one. There's a few. I mean, obviously, P. Will. Like,
we can make that happen.
You can't, like, you know what I mean? I can't not say that. But, man, I would have Laramie on. I would have Laramie on. Shoot. I mean, there's a bunch of guys, really. There's a bunch of guys. Yeah. I mean, we gotta run the gauntlet.
We gotta get Laramie and Robert and Denzel Kamdichie all together, and we'll like have like a little bonfire podcast. All right, we'll Scott P21. What is the best meal your mom cooks? Ooh, give Miss Tracy your
My genre. Mom cooks. I'd probably say a brown stew chicken. I'm Jamaican, so a lot of people might not know what that is, but it's just a way of, you know, seasoning chicken and over some rice. And yeah, that's my favorite thing that she cooks, some brown stew chicken.
Well, Scott P21 also wants to thank you for being a fantastic representative for Ole Miss. So
thank you, Scott.
Beham Reb 25. What are your thoughts on throwing up the land shark after big plays?
I mean, I've thrown my fair share of land sharks, you know, so it just kind of has to come up. The play has to call for it. I'm not just going to get a regular tackle for a 3-yard gain and throw it up. So, you know, you got to make something special happen, you know. And so, you know, when something special happens, you know, be on the lookout for it.
See, good. I think Ole Miss fans are worried that Ole Miss defenders are de-emphasizing the land shark. Jared is telling you right here and now, no. It's just got to be the right time. You can't go throwing around land sharks, just like what ruined the prequels in Star Wars is they throw out a lightsaber fight every 5 seconds. You know, yeah. Just saying.
Can't even rock with the new TV shows they're coming out with. You know, no. Now apparently Luke's not the last Jedi. There's like 3-4 more Jedi. I don't know. It's weird.
Plain saying clown posse. If you had a chance to pass rush against Laramie Tunsil, how well would you do, and what pass rush move would you use to get to set Tunsil up and get around him?
That's a great question. Well, I'd have to do a little film study. I'm not sure how he shoots his hands or what his footwork's like. Obviously, he's a guy. He's a guy. So, you know, I like to just start everything off with power. I'll probably shoot my long arm in there and hopefully that'll set some stuff later in the game, set up some of my other counters. So I'll probably start give him a little long arm. See how he takes it. You know, see how he takes it.
I would love to see that battle because y'all like Laramie's long arm too. So the battle of long arms, just trying to get some positioning on each other, just to start would be Spirit Chuck. Chuck Ronswell covers Ole Miss for us every day. He has a question for Jared. Does the defensive end always have outside containment on runs, or does it depend on the call? Who has it?
No, that depends on the call. And that is probably my biggest, the biggest thing I cringe at when like seeing comments or watching the NFL and hearing the announcers talk about things is them not, you know, truly understanding who has contained and who's supposed to be where. That's probably one of the biggest misconceptions in football.
Annan 17, one through too many numbers. Are you leaving the defensive line in good hands with these freshmen? Which one has impressed you the most?
The most in the freshman class probably is Will. Will is he has a really bright future. But all of them are good. All the young guys. I mean, Big Zay, Cam, Jeff, JB. I mean, there's a solid, you know, core of young talent that the coach will really be able to, you know, keep this thing rolling with.
John the Rebeller, number one. What do you say to the quarterback or running back when you make a sack or blow up a run play in the backfield?
I really don't say too much, man. I'm not that's never been my flavor. I'm here to, you know, get my job in, come here to clock in, you know, do what I came here to do and clock out. I've never been a big yapper when it comes to on the field.
On the field. Oh, okay. Number two, what is your go-to pickup line for the ladies?
My go-to pickup line for the ladies. I usually start with a joke, man, like an on-topic joke, man. So okay. If I see you somewhere, but look, it's raining today. If I see you got an umbrella, I might tell you you're a little underprepared. You know what I mean? Oh, but I got the umbrella. And you don't.
No, you don't. But you don't, though. Yeah. But you don't.
Exactly.
God, he's got crazy riz. Ron NB23, most talented shit talker on the roster.
Most talent. I just don't think being a shit talker is a talent. So that's, yeah, I think that shit's so lame. Anyway, somebody who really does talk a lot of noise is Jaden Kennedy. Jaden Kennedy talks a lot, but he backs it up, man. So yeah, you know, be yourself, man. Go out there and be you.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show?
or that song you can't help but leave on repeat. You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
He got his first career start, at least at Ole Miss, on Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. Had five tackles, I'm pretty sure, and a couple pass breakups. He's one for a secondary that is still trying to figure a few things out that is starting to show out. And apparently, according to Jared, a shit talker too.
Yeah,
I'm surprised to hear that you're not one, though. I really am. I thought – not that you would get out there and be like, oh, yeah, I got it. But, you know, you have a really creative way to talk shit. So I thought you would –
I just don't really see the point in it, you know, okay. When it comes to football. I mean, I'm lining up against the same guy every play. Like, he's going to get –
By the end of the year, I'm probably talking about what y'all are eating for dinner later. You've got to know each other so well.
Actually, the corner from was it this? Was it last week or was it from Furman? I think this past week, Middle Tennessee. He had said something funny to me on PAT. I'm on PAT, so I get to see those guys right after they get scored on, and sometimes they're pissed and they go hard for no reason. Sometimes they know that they're obviously they knew what was going down that game, and that type of matchup. So, it was all fun and jokes, and he had said something funny, and then we kept, saying a little ha ha. And then I talked to the quarterback when he threw that touchdown pass, but they called holding on the guy who was blocking Walt. And I think we were just talking about it. I was like, hey, what happened to your boy? They subbed your boy, and I was giving them the business. They had to sub him out. I don't really think that's talking shit, but
no, that's just an observation.
They had to sub him out. You know what I mean? Then, buddy, they brought in is not too much better, man. So I let him know I was feeling for him, man, and that, for him to just keep doing his thing.
Body Ben, favorite restaurant in Oxford is what?
Favorite restaurant in Oxford right now. Probably Jensei.
Mm. How does the emphasis on transfers impact the culture of the Ole Miss football team?
I think people have this like umbrella word for transfers, but everybody's an individual, and I feel like we go and recruit guys that kind of fit the build already, and then a certain caliber of and character of guys. So it's pretty easy to assimilate into a culture that's it's kind of already been here for the past few years.
Craziest away stadium environment?
I think Tulane was really, really nuts. Obviously, Baton Rouge was turnt, but we were in that game for so long, and it kind of when it got out of hand, it was like it's the fourth quarter, and it didn't really affect me as much as if it was constant throughout the game. It was kind of like they weren't really into it until they started to go up. But yeah, maybe they'll prove me wrong and Death Valley will be rocking this year. But yeah, Tulane was a really good one. Georgia was a really good environment. I've been to a couple of Georgia games growing up, so I knew a little bit about what that was like. But totally different playing in it and underneath it. Yeah, super super exhilarating and adrenaline pumping when you play in environments like that.
Did you grow up rooting for Georgia since you were in Atlanta, or do you Georgia Tech? I mean, were you one of those?
I grew up a Clemson fan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I grew up a Clemson
fan. Yeah, they were just getting good.
I've been to countless games and met CJ Spiller and, you know, got some gloves and stuff like that. So, yeah, I grew up a diehard Clemson fan.
Destin V9, are you able to get in a word when talking with Ben?
Not often. Only in a setting like this where he is forced to ask me questions. Other than that, I'm just a listener.
Ray Brown, what video game does everyone play and who's the best?
Right now, everybody's playing NCAA. Everybody's playing 2K. The guys play COD. I don't really play COD like that. You know, it depends on who you ask and what day it is. But I'll say... on NCAA, I'll give it to JB. I'll give it to JB. On 2K, I'll give it to – oh, no, I'll just say best gamer overall. I'll probably say JB. JB be on the game 24/7.
So. Jamarius Brown?
Yes, Jamarius.
Oh, yeah. That's great. I thought you were going to say Chris Poupaul, because last time we had him on the Ivy League back in February – he said he was that
guy. Probably tell you he's the best at COD as well. Yeah. Who be on COD, though?
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
You've gained a little weight strength this offseason. How has that impacted your quickness?
Yeah, I'm around pretty much the same weight that I was at last year, but kind of, you know, made some strides as far as body comp and building muscle. I feel like that I definitely have already started to feel the difference in strength and endurance. So, yeah, just... overall, just bigger, stronger, and faster every year.
What is the ideal combo for you in terms of weight and speed?
I don't really think there is one. I mean, the league is so positionless now across the defensive line. Obviously, I play every position. It just depends on the scheme you're in. I mean, stuff like that can fluctuate, you know, depending on the team you go to. You know, they have different requirements of what you need to be. And the best, you know, weight that you need to be at to succeed. So, whatever the situation calls for, you know, that's what I'm trying to be.
One of the last ones here, Mandy G. When you go to work for ESPN, who do you want as your color analyst in the broadcast booth?
My color analyst in the my partner.
Yeah, your partner in the broadcast booth.
JJ Pegues, if we both end up in the same line of work and that's what it is, I would love to have JJ in the booth with me.
And Mandy wants to know, are you training a successor for the Ivy League?
I'm not, but that's the first I've ever had that on my mind. So maybe, who knows?
Or you just keep going with the Ivy League into the
Or I keep going with the Ivy League.
Red Jam. What does Jared want to do after the NFL? Because whatever he chooses to do, he'll be great there too. And tell Miss Tracy hi. She's amazing.
You've told her yourself. She'll most definitely be watching this. So, yes, you know, there's that much. And I don't know. I was just talking to JJ with this actually yesterday. We, you know, we're playing spades and talked for a while after and just about what we would do after. The plan is to do enough now to, you know, have a bunch of options later. And I just got an open mind and kind of just exploring, you know, different stuff. And obviously, you know, when you play football, the whole first quarter of your life is dedicated to that. And there's not a lot of room for other stuff. So, you know, there's going to be some soul searching, I guess.
Man. That was a mature answer. I was surprised. I thought you'd say something cool like, you know what? I'm finally going to go get my robes and my wand, and I'm going to go be a fifth year or go be a prefect at Hogwarts. But no. R. Downs, 1980.
Percy the prefect.
Again, y'all think I'm a nerd. R. Downs, 1983. What have been the greatest quality strengths Pete Golding has brought to the defense, and how has he differed from other DCs you've played for?
I think the biggest thing that we do that gives people headaches is just kind of the variability. Like, we can be in so much stuff, and a lot of stuff looks like other stuff and is not. And so, yeah, I think his ability to disguise everything and have it, you know, be so complex on the opponent and simple for us, I think is unmatched.
And last one, WinReb, what is the team doing to stay focused and not take anyone lightly leading up to conference play? All gas, no breaks, please.
Yeah, just taking that intentionality of going 1-0 every day at practice and trying to win this day at practice and win this meeting and win this walkthrough and live in the moment and strive in the moment. Just trying to stay where our feet are. You know, you don't get to week 8 unless you do week 3, and you don't get to week 7 unless you do week 6, no matter how close they are, closer or far they are. You know, just, you know, taking care of what's in front of you.
Keeping the main thing, which is a new saying that Jared apparently taught Chris Beard, Ole Miss head basketball coach, because he's using it now after the Ivy League. And we'll have another Ivy League next week, Ole Miss and Wake Forest on Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Central Time on the CW. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On 3, to get all coverage leading up to, after, more Ivy League shows coming, more podcasts from me, Zach Berry, but also 2 p.m. That's when Jared and them are leaving out to go to Wake Forest tomorrow. So, yeah, it's like, it's happening. You ready? You fired up? Give me a fired up thing. Say yeah, Ben. You know, we're going to go out there and kick some ass and take some names, right?
Yeah, Ben, we're going to go out there and kick some ass and take some names, he said. And take some names. Woo-hoo,
yeah. Hey, Jared, you're the best. I appreciate you, my friend. We'll see you again.
I appreciate you having me on my deal. That's amazing. You're a hell of a host. Hope we can do this again sometime.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.